Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason met my trainer today.
What a cool guy.
How is that? How is it meeting someone that actually helps people get in shape? Just kidding. That was a knock on Jason's trainer.
Derek, I will be sending you David's address and you can come beat the fuck out of him.
All right, let's just roll the intro music. Guys, this is me. This is David. And that's Jason, my buddy.
I'm Jason.
Jason, are you wearing a belt today?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What's wrong with a belt?
I've never seen you wear a belt.
Well, I lost a little weight, so I have to wear a belt now.
Yeah?
Yeah, not really. Yeah. My trainer is a ex-Marine, actually.
Really?
So watch out. Watch your back.
Is he helping you?
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah.
He's doing great. I lost 9 pounds. What the hell are you talking about?
But that was because Jeff started working you out.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Okay, you can attribute it to Jeff all you want.
Sure, okay.
I mean, I don't know why you want to diss my trainer. He helped our country win several wars. But if you want to treat the soldiers like that, David, go ahead.
No, I don't want to diss your trainer.
The one thing you can't diss in life, right?
What?
Soldiers.
There's a lot you can't diss. Like the handicapped. I mean, there's a lot. There's actually a ton.
Yeah, but soldiers is definitely, high up there.
Soldiers is like, yeah.
You never want to diss the soldiers. Because at the end of the day, even if the policies are wrong, even if the governments are wrong, soldiers don't fucking do it. They just do what they're told.
Sure.
That's their job. So they're in
except Nazis. Huh? You can diss those guys.
Well, no, if the Nazi soldiers said no, they'd get killed.
Yeah, but isn't there still...
I can't believe I'm sticking up for Nazi soldiers as a Jew. Well, back up. Guys, please do not put that on Twitter. I'm not sticking up for Nazi soldiers. Please.
I was working out with my trainer today because you met him.
Yeah. What's his name?
Chris. Yeah. What was I going to say? He told me that I'm going to... He's trying to convince me that if I keep working out, I'm going to get to a point where I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, that's so funny.
Are you there? Do you love it?
Yeah, there's days I love it. And then if I take a couple days off, I'm like, oh, God.
No, I absolutely hate it. I don't like anything about it.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it for 3 weeks, but I've only done it like 8 times in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think you got to do more. At least go work out on your own,
too. He told me once you love it, he said Arnold Schwarzenegger once said that every time he pumps a weight, it feels like he's orgasming.
Yeah, that's the famous line from Pumping Iron.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine.
The pump.
If lifting weights felt like masturbating or was anywhere near it, I would be the fucking most shredded person in our friend group.
Oh, that's why you texted me orgasm while you were working out.
Yeah.
David just texted me orgasm me when while he was working out. Oh, orgasm when me work out. That's what he just texted me.
Yeah, because I was writing down notes.
And I was like, oh, fucking gross.
Like, Chris what? Is so sexy. I just orgasmed while working out. No, I don't know.
I gotta change my shorts.
No, I'm curious. I'm curious if it ever gets to that point. I don't know.
Yeah. We went to Vegas on last week and I'm working on my show. I'm doing a show on Sunday.
Yeah.
A stand up show. And we're on the plane. Dave is sitting behind me. And oh my God. I couldn't believe you did this.
I
couldn't believe. This was on the top of the list.
Wow, what
is this? This was top shelf David. High end David. This was so I'm getting ready for my show. I'm pretty stressed about it. So I'm like, all right, I have stand up and then I'm like, I'm gonna fill a lot of time with just stories, you know, because I haven't been doing stand up.
Yeah.
So I have like 15 minutes of stand up and then I'm trying to come up with like a couple stories. And David,
Is this when you asked me about stories?
Sunday at Irvine, actually, Irvine Improv. But I'm in my chair. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I know he's stressed. I know he's like gotta get a vlog and we're on our way to Vegas and he's stressed because he's like paid for everybody to go to Vegas or whatever. And I'm like, But he is like the best like creative person that I vibe with the best.
Sure.
David is, and he's very funny.
I don't think what I did was wrong. I remember when it came out of my mouth, I'm like, it sounds kind of harsh, but like I don't think it's that bad because I genuinely didn't know.
So I'm like, I'm not going to ask him because I'm such a hesitant pussy fuck. And then
hesitant pussy fuck.
And then I go,
that should be your Instagram bio.
And then I go, no, you know what? David's my friend. And he likes me and he wants to see me do well. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to ask him, can you think of any stories from like our time together that would be good in stand up?
Yeah.
So I turn around on the plane and I go, hey, do you think of any stories that would be good for my stand up? And you go, you look at me.
You're going to totally twist this. I know exactly how I did it.
Okay,
I can't think of any at the top of my head.
You looked at me, you had a look on your face like, oh my God, this guy thinks I care about him.
It's not true.
You had a look on your face like this. You were like, oh wow, he actually thinks that I am concerned with him in any way. He thinks that we're friends.
No, I looked at you like that because I felt bad that I couldn't think of any stories at the moment.
And then he goes, well, probably maybe just go through the podcast like that. And I was like,
I could tell. I know, because I was like, I said, I can't think of any. Go through the description of all the podcasts.
That's what you said. Yeah. And which is basically like, fuck you, leave me alone. Yeah. Oh, we're on the plane doing nothing. All the material I give you, all the ideas. I've given you countless ideas. I've sat on that couch,
I was stressed because Zane and Heath were fucking being loud and jeweling. And I thought we were going to get kicked off the flight. So I wanted to put my head down and pretend like I wasn't part of the group. So then when you interacted with me, I'm like, fuck, I'm being dragged into this group. Because Zane and Heath were like on this weird thing. They were like, oh, baby, I hope we don't crash. I hope we don't crash, baby.
Yeah.
And they were being so loud. And Heath was vaping or drooling, which is a felony.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, tell on me, tattletale bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
bada boom, hey, guys. That's what he kept saying.
And so, yeah. But no, I genuinely meant go through the podcast stories. I literally just couldn't think of any stories. And what did you, go through the podcast stories?
I did. I came up with two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two good ones.
I had
Vegas and, well, I shouldn't say. Go ahead.
Okay, the other day we were here. It was like four of us, and cops pulled up to go to my neighbor's house. And Natalie was out getting me Chipotle, and the cops pulled up, and I was like, Heath walked in. He's like, the cops are here. They're at your neighbor's house. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? So I went out to investigate because, you know, like I'm a neighbor, so I have to go out and be like, hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, and I have a vlog channel.
This is my neighborhood. So they're at my neighbor's house, and they peek over the fence, and the cop goes, hey, David.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just watching one of your videos. And the other cop then recognizes me, too, and goes, David, oh, what's up? My kids love your stuff. And I'm like, oh, no way. This is so fun. So I told them to come over. So they came over, and he's like, I could see Natalie pulling up with a car, and I'm like, quick, arrest me. He's like, okay. And he takes out his handcuffs and he's like, you want me to pull out my gun too? And I'm like, no. He's like, what about some police brutality? I'm like, no. Just put the cuffs on me. And he put the cuffs on me. And no one was filming, so it didn't look like a joke or anything.
Right.
And then just Natalie walking up. And
what did Natalie do?
She just stood. She didn't know what I did. She like texted her friend because she thought like I like accidentally shot someone or something.
She didn't say anything.
No, because she kind of just froze because she was walking into the driveway.
Some friend.
They were arresting me in the driveway, and they were like asking me to spread my legs. They were like patting me down, and Natalie was there, and she was like just checking me. But then I was like, I was just fucking kidding. I can keep a straight face. I was like, we're just fucking with you. And then Jeff walked up, who's like an ex-convict. And I saw him pulling up, and I'm still talking to the cops, and I'm like, that's my friend. He's an actual real criminal. And they go, what's his name? And I'm like, Jeff Wittick. And he goes, and they go, okay. And then he's walking up, and they go, Jeff Wittick? Are you Jeff Wittick? And he goes, yeah. And they go, keep your hands where we can see them. And he pulls them out of his pocket and puts them up. And like, Jeff notices that I'm not recording either, so he's like confused. And then we're just like, no, we're just fucking with you. And Jeff's like, what the fuck, David? I'm actually a criminal, and these are actually real cops. You can't be telling police officers this.
What if Jeff just sprinted?
He saw them first, and he thought they were like fake cops, so he sprinted the other direction.
Yeah.
As a joke. But then he came back, and then he realized that they were real cops. And that's when I, yeah, they were so nice.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so crazy when like a cop is nice to you, it's like the craziest thing, right? Because cops are so scary.
Or if cops are fun.
Yeah.
You don't expect them
to be
fun. Oh,
yeah, when cops are fun, you're just like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so easy for a cop to make you laugh because it's the last person you'd expect to make you laugh. It's like
right.
It's like a priest making you laugh or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, give me one of your jokes for your stand-up gig. I want to judge it. Like, give me a story that you
I have a joke. I have a joke about you. I go, oh, David, David's great, you know, and this is why David's great. He's who else would pick up a 45-year-old guy off the street? You know, that's like really great. And I remember when I met him, I said, David, I'm broke. I my kids don't respect me. I'm divorced. I owe $80,000 in taxes. Never been able to hold down a job. I've failed at every single thing I've ever done in my life. And David looked at me and he said, you're perfect.
Yeah.
I love you in every way. I said, really? He goes, yeah, don't change a thing.
That's a pretty good joke. Can I add to it?
Please. Oh, wow. Now you're going to be helpful.
Yeah. Just don't
say my name.
Don't say that joke. keep my name out of your mouth.
I tried to tell you a David joke. No, I have other jokes.
No, I'm kidding. What's your favorite joke?
My favorite joke.
Dude, how was it bombing on stage?
Let me rephrase. It's funny.
How is it when you go on stage? No, how is it?
It's fun. It's fun in a way.
You like bombing on stage?
Yeah, I imagine it's just so ridiculous.
If you think it's fun, is it just like when I get turned away from frat parties? Is it the same feeling?
It's the same feeling, right? It's how you just think it's hilarious that you're getting turned away, and it just makes you want to do more.
Interesting.
It
doesn't hurt your ego when no one laughs.
No, you get to a point with stand up where you're just like you're working stuff out, so it's like. It's almost like if you had to like show your raw footage vlog.
Yeah.
Why am I doing it?
Yeah. Why are you doing stand-up gigs?
To make money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's funny because the raw footage on my blog, I was editing with Joe once and he was like watching me edit. And he came over when it was like really early.
Yeah.
Like really early in the vlog. And I had like 3 hours of footage to cut through.
Right.
And he was watching me cut through it. And he goes, oh, holy fuck. Like this shit's awful.
Right.
Like, it's so crazy. Like,
right.
Like the shit you dig through to make, like, a good vlog.
Right.
Like, people don't realize, like, it's like, yeah, my friends are hilarious, but it's like, it's 30 minutes of filming to get to one joke in the vlog.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not easy at all.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's terrible when you spend 30 minutes with you and you don't get anything.
Yeah. My least favorite is when I film with people and they're so down about not getting anything.
Right.
Like Scott, every time I film with Scott, at the end of like filming with him for 20 minutes, he goes, we didn't get anything. or like we'll be filming for like 3 minutes. Like I'll put the camera in my car and I'll just be like, let's just talk. Like, let's just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
And like literally like 3 minutes in, he'll just be like, this isn't funny. None of this is going in. And I'll be like, don't say that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Stay positive. Like we're literally just talking. Like,
yeah, I hate that too.
Let's just have a conversation.
Yeah.
Like
I hate when people are like, I know you're going to like use this and it isn't funny. I'm like, no, it is funny. Like I think it's great. I went to Bone Sweet Bone the other day.
What's that? Is where you get your dog food?
Yeah, it's a place. It's a place where I clean my dog. Isn't that a funny name?
Bone Sweet Bone. Yeah. Oh, I get it. Home Sweet Home.
It sounds like a porno.
Oh, that is kind of funny. It does sound like a porno. You take your dog there to get
cleaned? Yeah, it was pretty fun. I flipped out though.
Why?
Because the dog like I hate when I once in a while I will flip out in front of my kids and it's so bad. But like the dog like wouldn't get out of the car.
What do you mean when you get out of the car?
The dog knows. The dog doesn't want to be cleaned. And the dog's smart. He knows Bone Sweet Bone.
He knows when he's there?
Yeah, he knows when he's there.
What do you mean? I don't get that. I underestimate dogs, I think, a lot.
The dog knows he's going to Bone Sweet Bone. And he's going to get clean. He's going to get an oatmeal bath. He goes once a month. And so he won't get out of the car. And then I'll cut the story short, but like,
wait,
I just...
He won't get out of the car.
What?
And you say, come on, let's go, Duke.
Yeah, and you're pulling him. Then he did get out of the car, and the leash came off him. So then he's on Ventura Boulevard. And I'm like, get on the sidewalk! And he just lost my shit. I hate when he loses my shit.
And he's walking away from Bone Sweet Bone?
He's running. He's in Ventura Boulevard.
Like running the opposite direction?
Yeah, away from Bone Sweet Bone. Oh, and wow. I just hate when I panic, when I get scared, I start yelling.
Which is
like a bad trait.
What else does your dog do?
He takes his toy and he digs in his bed like he's burying the toy, but he's just It's just
dogs are weird.
Dogs are great.
Do you want a new one?
I want a dog so badly. Yeah.
You actually want a dog?
I do, but I can't with my lifestyle.
But you can't have one.
I can't in that house either that I live in.
Okay, because I went through like a serious dilemma like 5 days ago.
Getting me one?
I was this close to buying you a dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If it was a golden retriever.
I asked everyone at the party. We were at a party. We were at a Chris's surprise birthday party.
Yeah.
And I asked everyone. I was like, go talk to Jason. Feel him out. See if he wants a dog.
And no one came up to me.
Mike Sheffer did.
What did he say?
He was like, so, would you want a dog?
And oh, yeah, maybe he did.
Yeah. And like everyone was feeling you out. Like I had the dog ready to go.
You
like,
did?
Yeah.
And why didn't you pull the trigger?
Because see, like, as much as I, like, one of my favorite surprises to give to people is a dog. But yeah. You're literally giving them 15 years or however many years
of
responsibility. It's mm-hmm. literally like handing someone a baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like me coming inside you and now you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Don't surprise me with that.
It's like, it's literally like that. Like, it's like, oh, here you go. Here's your response. And it's like, and as much as I wanted to have that 45 second bit, yeah. of you being excited
yeah.
with a dog, I was smart and I was like, it's going to cost me so many hours down the road.
Yeah,
like,
you'd be so frustrated with me.
I'd hate
you'd be
you.
Like,
I'd be like, we need to go to Chicago. And you'd yeah. be like, I have a dog.
Can't with the I dog. Can't. And that would be such a great excuse for
I had
it
ready. It was a golden retriever puppy. Yeah. David,
no.
He was adorable.
David, no.
There was like a family of like seven of them.
Full?
What?
Like a boy?
Oh boy! Yeah, you want a boy? Well, now I know what to get. But
I wouldn't. I was gonna screw Marnie over like a month ago.
Yeah. Why did you? I was explaining this. You wanted to surprise your ex-wife with a dog.
Yeah.
For what reason?
Because she won't say no. She already has a dog.
And you wanted to screw her over. Oh, not to be like fuck you, but to be because you wanted one too.
Yeah, because it's like I get a video. She takes care of the dog. And we're done.
Oh, that's fucking evil.
Yeah, it is. Because she's such a softie for golden retriever puppies that... And I'm the same. If someone gave it to me...
Are you happy that it didn't surprise you?
I am.
Oh, okay, good.
I am. But if you did... Because if you gave that to me last week, game over.
Oh, yeah?
There's no way I can look into the dog's eyes and not like immediately connect with a golden retriever and mind meld with the dog. As soon as I've had three goldens in my life, and then you get in there and you lock with that dog, and then you think that think that the dog was meant to be for you.
That's enough.
And you're like immediately
that's
connected.
Enough. Bring in the new co-host. No, that's yeah. I'm glad I didn't do it because that would have wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
Did you see? I have my own burrito now.
I saw. I just tweeted about it.
Yeah, I have. Chipotle gave me my own burrito on their website.
Incredible, David. Incredible.
What can I say?
You know, it's funny. No brand has ever been matched up with the right person before.
I know.
In life.
I don't think they realize.
I don't think they do either.
They don't understand how much I eat it.
I think if Chipotle knew, they'd be like, okay, take it easy.
We're not that good.
Yeah. David eats Chipotle once a day.
I eat it once a day.
Yeah. On the weekends too?
Yeah. I eat it at least five times a week.
At least.
Yeah, at least.
For 2 years.
And I was with the Chipotle team yesterday because they're taking pictures of me. I'm doing a campaign with Chipotle.
Right.
And which is exciting, which I don't know
did
if
I
should have said.
Through? Did that fall through when I was going to work with you on that?
It did fall through.
It did. Okay.
Yeah. Jason was supposed to work on it with me.
Good to know.
It did fall through.
One time we were sitting in
they didn't have enough Chipotle for you. They said, oh, he's going to destroy the batch. We can only make black beans once a day.
And guys, I'm working on it, okay?
We were
sitting in the parking lot and Dave was on the phone with Chipotle saying, and yeah, maybe we get Jason involved in this, huh? Throw him like 10 grand?
Where's that Jason?
Yeah, and I was through. Like, oh, damn, that would be great. Yeah, I'd love to help with Chipotle.
I love trying to get Jason involved because it makes the job easier and
fell
he's
through.
Broke. Yeah, so that fell through. But we were at Chipotle
yeah.
and we were taking pictures and the Chipotle guy was like, how often do you really eat Chipotle?
Yeah.
And I'm like, probably five times a week at least. And he just didn't understand. He's like, are you being serious?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, like 100% 8 to 5. Like they don't, you're right. That is the best pairing for a brand.
Yeah.
Like it's like pairing you with like the Big Mac.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it's like pairing you with, I don't know.
What do I eat a lot of?
Nicorette.
Chicken Parmesan. Nicorette. Yeah. Oh, what a pair that would be.
Yeah.
But they don't do ads.
Nicorette or hard drugs. it's like pairing you with heroin. No, it is. It's the best pair. Now they gave me my own burrito on their website, which is crazy.
So now when you order it, you order your burrito.
Yeah.
Is it there for good?
I don't know. But it's called the Dobrik Burrito, and you order it, and it could come to your house, and it's great.
Can you get it down in Studio City?
No, you can't go into the store.
Okay, it's only online.
Yeah, it's not going to be like one. It's not going to say chicken, steak, Dobrik. It's not going to do that.
Oh, online. So through like Postmates? Or?
No, they have their own delivery system.
Oh, delivery system.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, I know I had something I wanted to talk to you about.
Hey, when you start, every time it's something, every time he has something to fucking like bash me for, he does with his high voice, he goes, oh, I know. I know what'll bring you up that I normally don't bring up unless there's cameras around. I'll bring it up now. Here it is written in my notes. Well, David, the other day. Okay, go.
Now, the other day you, I know, you asked me to go to eat, and I thought, you know what? No. He is the worst person to eat with.
Sure.
You are the worst.
Where'd I ask you to go eat?
I don't know. You asked me to go eat. You were eating somewhere. You are the worst.
I went to eat. I catch the other day. I stayed there for 2 hours.
You did?
Yeah. I found out what a Shirley Temple was.
Annoys the hell out of me.
What?
I show you things. You say it sucks. And then a month later, you're sitting with some fabulous person like, are the fries amazing here or what? I showed you the fries at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And you're like, Then I see you go to the Beverly Hills Hotel with new people when I took you there and told you everything was great and you pissed on it.
You know what?
And
I do that all the time.
Why?
That's one of my, it's so fucking crazy. Because I'm really bad at having my own opinion on things.
Yeah.
So I like things when other people like them. So like if, You can try this one day. Like have my merch company bring in a new t-shirt and I'm going to hate it automatically. Yeah. And then when Natalie walks in and she goes, "It's fucking great." Mm. I'll go, "Oh, okay." And then to her face I'll be like, "I think it sucks." And then when she leaves and new people come in, I'll hold up the merch and I'll be like, "How fucking sick is this?" I do that all the time. Like I I'll take what I hear from other, like I only like hotels.
Yeah.
Because I hear from other people that they like them. It's fucking weird.
Really?
Like, I can't make my own opinion on
it. You can't go into a hotel and say, wow, this is really nice.
I can, but like you know like those old types of hotels? Like, what's that one with the rooftop where we went with Karen to eat?
Le Petit Hermitage.
Le Petit Hermitage. Like, it's like a really old-timey hotel. I would never fucking go there.
Right.
But everyone loves it.
Right.
So every time someone comes into town, I always recommend that hotel. I'm always like, that's the hotel you got to go. I love that place. And I would never stay there. And I even stayed there once. I think I bought a room for me and Liza because I thought people liked it so much. And right. She loved it, but I right. fucking hated it.
You didn't like how old. Well, what's your ideal hotel?
I think it's like a people-pleasing complex or something like that. I don't know what it is. But my favorite hotel are like the modern ones. The Mandarin Hotel in Vegas.
I've never been there.
Oh, it's the best. It's
is
so
it?
Modern, yeah.
It's really modern.
Yeah. But what were you saying? What did I do the other day?
Oh, yeah. And then also when you eat, you show up late and you have people order for you.
I think that's so generous of me.
Oh, that is so rude. It ruins the experience for everyone else.
You
a
think?
Meal, we work so hard. A meal is your 45 minutes to an hour.
It's not like I go, Jason, go ahead of me and fucking order. It's because I'm running late. And I was just like, just order for me. I don't want to make you wait and then order when I get there.
Be on time so we can all experience a meal,
Jason,
together.
I don't know if you understand. I have to take care of Natalie. Okay? I have to get her food. I have to clean the house.
Really?
Yes.
Are you smoking pot?
Yes. I did a Make-A-Wish the other day, though.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was like being on a first date.
Yeah.
It was really nerve-wracking.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Because, you know, I know you raced home from Vegas to make that Make-A-Wish.
It was so funny. I was in Vegas, and I'm like, I got to get home to do a Make-A-Wish, as like all my friends are fucking plastered, drunk. So I came home early to do this Make-A-Wish.
Where'd you go?
I came here and then we went to Chipotle and then we came back and I.
Oh, they came here.
Yeah,
they
came over. We hung out for like 2 hours. It was so it's so crazy. Like they pulled up and the girl was just like crying right away.
Oh.
Her name was Casey, and it was just insane. Oh my god!
What did you say with Casey?
Her name's Casey.
Oh, her name's Casey.
She listens to this podcast.
Oh, hi Casey.
But it was just it's insane to like see that like you have an effect on a person's life like that. Like it's so insane.
Aww.
Like she's been, I think she's cancer free now for a year, so she's good.
Oh, good.
She's in the
clear. Cured her.
Yeah,
your videos cured her cancer.
She was telling me how her little sister wanted to make a wish.
Yeah.
And her parents were like, no, you don't get a Make-A-Wish. And then her little sister goes, well, then I want cancer. She just didn't really get it. Did you say my videos cured her cancer?
How old is she?
15, I think. She's a freshman.
Aww, yeah, that's fantastic.
It's the best year.
Yeah, so that didn't that feel, I feel like that makes you feel better than anything. Yeah. Right? Giving makes you feel the best.
Well, I love giving. That's why I love surprising people with things.
Right.
That's my favorite.
That's why I was going to get a dog last week.
Yeah.
Damn, I keep thinking about the dog.
May get it this week.
We'll see how short I am.
It's crazy. I'm like, so you know like how like, there's a lot of vloggers that are pretty, like this has like judged my sanity to me. Like there's a lot of vloggers that will do anything for their videos.
Right.
Natalie's been begging me for a dog. She's like, please fucking surprise me with a dog.
Yeah.
But I know that I can't have a dog in this house because it'll just be bad for me. And like, but I know how great the video will be when I surprise
Why would it be bad for you?
Well, I can't take care of another thing. Like, I can't have another object running around the house. Like it's just like too much energy for me.
Right.
Like I need to like just be here.
You have so many people here all the time that'll watch the dog and take care of the dog.
I know, I just can't do it.
You don't want it.
But like the fact that I still haven't caved in and gotten her the dog because I would love the video, I'm really impressed by it.
I am too. I was impressed you didn't buy me the dog.
I was so impressed I didn't get you the dog. And I was like, yeah. I can't believe I, because it's so easy to do. You get someone a dog and they're fucking, it's the best feeling getting someone a dog.
Yeah.
Even like I used to surprise Liza with dogs. Not to keep, just to play with for a day because I loved it. I thought it was so great.
Right.
People love dogs.
Yeah, they really do. I did walk on water yesterday. I'm sorry, walk for water. I kept calling it walk on water.
Oh, well, you did a charity, right?
Well, no, I just went to my son's school and I volunteered.
And you hosted something.
Yeah.
You know, you butt dialed me.
I heard.
In the middle of it.
What did you hear?
It was like, okay, Billy. Because he was hosting some charity event or some shit, and all I hear is I pick up the phone. It's like, okay, Billy, how'd you become so generous? How did you get so generous? And Billy was like, what? And Jason's like, how did you get so generous? That's all I heard. Do you remember saying that?
I said that exactly. That was the kid who raised the most money. Yeah. The kids that got
raised. How the fuck do you butt dial me while hosting an event? Imagine Jimmy Kimmel calling one of his friends and like while he's interviewing Johnny Depp. So Johnny, what kind of you start? I'm like, are you fucking serious?
I had a megaphone and I was running around because I got there and they were
also
like,
Jason is she's so impressive. He's the only person I've ever seen to butt dial people on an iPhone. There's especially now, there's not a single button on the iPhone. So like,
how am I doing it?
Unless your ass has like tiny fingers, or it's like, I don't know how you're fucking doing. I have no idea how you unlock your phone because it needs facial recognition to unlock.
So I don't have that. I don't have facial recognition on.
I don't know what happens. You just unlock it and you dial with your ass, and it is so impressive because you do it constantly. And I'll hang up on you, and you'll butt dial me back like your ass is pissed that I wasn't like holding a conversation with it. It's really weird. It's really bizarre, but good for you.
Anyway, I got there, and they're supposed to walk for water. They're supposed to walk-a-thon.
Yeah.
So there's like a PA system set up, and I'm supposed to host it and say, you know, we raise all this money and blah, 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 blah. And so then when I butt-dialed you, I was calling out the kids who had won the most, who had raised the most money.
Sure.
And so one of the girls I went up to, and I go, how did you do it? I had to carry a megaphone because this PA system didn't work. I was like, how did you do it? How did you raise so much? She's like, oh, my mom just did it. My mom just paid the most. That was it. I was like, oh, okay, never mind.
Fuck.
But then we left, and Wyatt was there, and as we were leaving, he goes, you know, that was all, and by the way, it was great. Everyone was really nice, and I was exhausted. He goes, you know, that was all pointless, right? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, well, yeah, the money was already raised online. He's like, they just had a bunch of kids walking around.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were there to like raise money?
Raise money for like a filtered water station that they'd already raised. They already raised the $13,000.
Oh, so you thought you were there working?
I thought I was there like raising money.
Holy fuck. Why? Did you see that? Your dad just raised $50,000. No, Dad, they raised it all online. It's crazy everything that's happening online. Like Natalie was telling me that she doesn't think there's going to be malls in a couple years.
I've heard that.
Do you think that's true? Because you go to like a mall here, and it's like pretty fucking empty. Especially back home in Vernon Hills, the malls are like dead. The stores are clearing out. The names are being ripped off like the outside of the building.
That big mall that we go to, is that?
Yeah.
People aren't going to that anymore?
No one's going to it because you can get everything online.
I see people there when we're there.
No.
Really? The malls here are full. The Grove's full.
The Grove.
I think they'll always be. People want to touch clothes. People want to try stuff on. I think they'll always be like, don't you?
Yeah, but Natalie was saying now you can order something and it comes to your house, and if it doesn't fit you, just send it back and it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, but who wants to do that? You don't do that. You go shopping all the time.
Yeah, but I only go because that's a film.
But you buy stuff.
Yeah.
I never see you order anything online. Do you order pants online?
No, I would hate to order pants online.
So there you go.
But that's just because I'm not progressive enough.
Oh, you know what else you do that I hate?
You know what else you do?
Captain Hindsight. That's you.
Oh, yeah. What is that? You were to explain that to me.
Captain Hindsight. We got to the airport the other day. Go, Natalie, we're so early. I'm like, yeah, we're supposed to be. And then we went into the airport. You're like, oh, this line.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get on the plane earlier?
What's Captain Hindsight? Is it like things that can't change? Or like things
no,
that...
No, hindsight. Like you're always looking back at something saying like we should have done it this way. Well, it's over. It didn't happen that way. We're here.
I know.
So why make everybody feel like shit?
Because that's how we learn for next time. Like, hey.
We never learn.
Well, yeah, but now Natalie will be like, oh, fuck. Last time Captain Hindsight said we got there too early. and then this time we won't get there too early.
Or how about you don't drag everyone to Vegas at 10:30 at night because you flipped a coin.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Was it worth it?
Did you?
I had fun. Once I got there, I was like, this is incredible. What a great idea. I got a burst of energy. It was great.
Vegas is great.
By the time 2:30 you guys were getting pizza, I was like, what did I do? Why did I come here? Because it ruined me. And then yesterday, this guy, I get in the car. I go, Vegas, wipe me out. He goes, just wipe me out. And he goes, huh? What? Vegas? That was like 2 days ago. Like that, making me feel... like, oh, I'm the old guy.
Guys, if you've been listening to the show, you've heard me talk about Framebridge. They make it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things, from art prints and posters to travel photos sitting on your phone. Guys, you know Framebridge. I mean,
I know all about it, David.
So much.
That's what I do on Mother's Day. Every Mother's Day I do Framebridge.
Honestly, I feel bad that I'm even bringing it up again because I know you know so much about it.
I'm insulted that you would even ask if I know about Framebridge. Am I an idiot? Do I look like an idiot?
Guys, if you need to literally frame anything in the world, use Framebridge. The best gift is to give someone a framed picture. I always say that.
I agree.
You can preview your item online in any frame style, choose your favorite, or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. Mm. Guys, and our listeners will get 15% off their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code VIEWS. Mm. So get started today, frame your photos, or send the perfect gift for weddings, birthdays, and special events. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code VIEWS. You'll save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code VIEWS. Framebridge.com, promo code VIEWS.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have you ever seen a gift? What's your favorite gift that you've seen anybody give anybody?
The best gifts are from my kids, you know, the really dumb ones. Like
the drawings?
Drawings, yeah. Those are just the cutest. They put work into them.
Oh, how did you propose to your wife? Did I ask you this?
Yeah, I think we talked about it. I put the ring in the dog's mouth.
Oh,
and I
said,
someone's got the dog. Someone, how did you propose to Ilya?
This is private. Guys, I'm going to call my friend Reggie here. A couple months ago, we made a video with Reggie where he came out to his parents and we like basically celebrated him coming out. It was really exciting. I want to see what his thoughts are after the video. How has it been since you've come out? What is explain that process to people that don't know what that feels like.
It's actually like coming out of the closet. It's like, it feels like you've been trapped your whole life and you can't speak about it. Like even to your parents or I came out first to my brother during dinner. And then
how did he react?
He thought I was just homosexual.
Wait, that is what you are.
Wait, what? What's the difference?
You are homosexual.
No, I meant like, not homosexual.
Metrosexual.
Metrosexual.
Oh, like when you...
I think you like to dress nice?
When you dress nice?
No, Reggie, we know. We know that you like to dress nice, and we're okay with it.
I told my brother, but he thought I was just homosexual. Yeah. Reggie, you are. That's another word for gay.
But it just like seems such a relief, just like knowing that you're like... You could live your life like normally, you know.
Like,
for like a straight person, you don't have to be like, I'm straight, you know.
Sure.
But like for a gay person to come out, it's like, wow, like I could actually like talk about myself, talk about my sexuality, talk about like what I could do in life, you know.
Has anybody like not responded in a positive way, or is everyone in your family like, hell yeah?
I mean, like, it's like a huge culture shock to them, you know, but like they still support me. It's like I haven't changed or anything.
How are your DMs looking now that everyone knows that you like guys?
I saw your DMs that night. You were a hot commodity. I don't know if it's because you were new in town, new to the market. But
yeah, when the video came out, when Reggie came out, he was like, "Wow, I'm so glad everyone knows I'm gay."
No, they were popping before. No. Before the video came out, you showed me in the car, and you had a lot of responses.
What?
Yeah, I was in the car with you.
Oh, I don't know, but
you threw a couple my way.
Yeah, no, but like. Most of like the response like after you like you released the video, it was like mostly like, wow, you like actually helped me come out to my parents, like really touching like stories. And then like one night I legit just like read all the DMs, like I like started tearing up. That's like when I was like, oh my god, this is fucking overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, oh wow, like it's like
That's really nice, Reggie. Yeah. Really touching. Could you imagine if you had to walk around all the time and you had to lie and be like, no, I like boys. I like boys.
And yeah, I got like a lot of feedback from that video.
You did.
The people like even like saying like, you don't even know what that video did for me. Like you just made a fun video that like you thought was fun, but like it meant a lot to us. Oh. And like that was really cool. So yeah.
Thank you.
Reggie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
What are we,
fucking NBC Studios?
I love talking
Thanks
like
for
that.
Coming. Thanks for flying down.
And I love when they transition like that on news shows. And Walter, thanks for coming by. They're just like buying time.
Yeah.
David Dobrik, thank you so much for taking the time. This next segment on the podcast is by our editor, Joe. We give him 25 seconds.
By our friend Joe, we give him 25 seconds
in exchange for editing this podcast. Here's Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast.
3, 2, 1, action.
Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. Joe.
What's up, weenies? Today we have a special...
Fuck that.
Nope.
Fuck that.
This is a great day.
Joe brought a Ouija board.
We're talking to the dead.
No, get the fuck out of here.
We have
to. No, I'm not doing this shit in my house. Joe, get that fucking shit out of my house.
I just want to ask them something.
What's wrong with it?
I don't want it in my house.
What are you from? Czechoslovakia?
I don't like weird, old, spooked old lady?
Joe, this cost $8. You think we're really going to talk to the dead?
I don't like those things.
Oh my God, you're really scared.
I know I sound like an idiot. Get them out. 25 seconds is out. Fuck you.
No, I have to ask.
Extra 25 seconds. Go.
Yeah, all right. We're busting it open. Jason, can you hold the mic near my mouth?
Yep.
Now, we're going to ask all of the really important questions.
Oh, it is real. No.
I need everyone's hand. I need everyone's hand.
Joe, no.
Jason, ready? No. I'm going to ask the hard-hitting questions.
This is over 25 seconds.
If anyone's here, please tell us.
Joe.
Jason, put your finger on the...
Where, here?
Fuck it.
Here?
Okay, go for it.
It said yes. Next question.
You didn't ask a question.
Yeah, I said if there's any dead people here.
Oh, okay.
Is this place haunted, and is David's spirit going to go to hell?
Another yes.
Oh my God! That's weird!
One more question. Who has the shittiest podcast in the room? All right, let's see. It's going to V I E W. Views.
Weird.
Okay, give me 25 seconds up. Go, take it out of here.
Oh, I didn't know you were really scared of that.
I'm not scared of him. I just don't like him.
You don't bring that kind of thing in my house. It brings bad spirits.
I don't know.
Yes, I am an old
Joe,
lady.
Joe, you're not welcome back next week.
I am old lady from Czechoslovakia.
I told you. We played with that thing once. I didn't believe it, but I was young and like, I woke up with so many bruises. I woke up with a big ass bruise on my arm.
From what?
I told you this story.
I don't hear anything you say.
Well, we sat on the podcast before, I'm pretty sure. We played with the Ouija board once.
Yeah. You guys freaked out?
Yeah, it was crazy.
But you're so weird. You're like, I don't believe in ghosts. But then all of a sudden you're like...
I don't like the Ouija board. I know it. You can literally pick it up at Toys R Us, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous. I just don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of ridiculous.
It is pretty fucking something nuts. Else, it is nuts. I have no idea. But
my Barbie dream house. I just will not let it in my house.
My Barbie dream house. It's, you know what it is? It's because I had one bad experience with it as a kid.
Okay.
That's just like stuck to me.
Yeah.
That's it. And I know it's bullshit.
It's like I can't watch Little League games because my father fucking terrorized me during them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a little darker. That's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. My name is Jeff. That is Jason. And we are Jeff and Jason. No, but thanks for listening to these podcasts. Go buy our merch. Go tweet us. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys later. Okay. Bye. I'm Jeff.